The World Humanitarian Summit begins today and runs through tomorrow in Istanbul, Turkey. This summit is meant to be a global call to action by United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who hopes to revitalize the international community's commitments to the world's humanitarian needs. To tell us more about the event and the prominence of food security issues at the event is Dominique Bergeon, FAO Strategic Program Leader on Resilience and Director of the Emergency and Rehabilitation Division. Mr. Bergeon, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So what is the summit about and what can we expect from it?
Well, today the world is witnessing the highest level of human suffering. 125 million people in the world are in need of humanitarian assistance. Over 60 million people are displaced. This is the highest level in recorded history. We know that climate change is having a tremendous impact. While the need for humanitarian assistance keep increasing in terms of people affected and in terms of financial requirements, the gap is also widening in terms of the response to these needs. And it is clear that while humanitarian assistance has been remarkable in playing its role over the last decades, humanitarian assistance alone cannot solve all these problems. And that therefore, we need to have not only the humanitarian community, but also the development community to join forces to put an end to these needs. And this is what the World Humanitarian Summit is all about.
How large of a presence do food issues have at a summit like this?
Well, the World Humanitarian Summit is not a food summit. It's not an agriculture summit. But yet, food security and agriculture and food issues will be very much at the center of all discussions. 70% of the people in developing countries depend on agriculture for their livelihood. And they are regularly hit by shocks, hit by natural disasters, hit by conflict or by diseases. Conflict, for example, we know that in protracted crises, the level of undernourishment is 3 times higher than what it is in developing countries on average. The same applies for diseases. Diseases such as highly pathogenic avian influenza or peste des petits ruminants, small ruminant plagues, are devastating the livelihoods of farmers and therefore even sometimes bring instability. So it's clear that while agriculture is not per se the topic of the World Humanitarian Summit, it will be very much at the center of the discussions, and what will come out will influence the way we are going to support agriculture-based livelihoods.
What key messages is FAO bringing to the summit?
First of all, it will be important for FAO to remind the world that so many people, as I was saying, 70% of the population in developing countries depend on agriculture for their livelihood, and that these livelihoods are regularly hit by disasters, conflicts, and diseases. And in that respect, it will be important at the World Humanitarian Summit for FAO to reaffirm the impact conflicts, for example, are having on agriculture and food security, but also the role agriculture and food security can play in bringing peace and stability. It will be also important at the World Humanitarian Summit for FAO to emphasize the importance of prevention and preparedness. We know that a dollar invested in prevention can lead to many dollars saved when the response time comes. I think it will also be important for FAO to highlight the importance of social protection, of equipping countries and people with the right social protection so that they can not only absorb the shocks better, but they can adapt to the new conditions and bounce back better after the shocks. And then in general, for an organization like FAO that is really at the humanitarian development nexus and that is therefore really ideally placed in a summit like that, it will be a unique opportunity to emphasize the importance of investing in building resilient agriculture-based livelihoods.
FAO, WFP, and the EU are joining forces in a new food security analysis network. What kind of collaboration will that involve?
Well, it's important to highlight, first of all, that the network you are talking about is essentially a network of networks. We are not going to generate any new analysis, new information. We are simply going to partner with the EU, with the WFP, and with additional players that are willing to join us to gather food security information from different sources and therefore maximize pre-existing analysis to really be able to provide decision makers with consolidated analysis, which will definitely help align messages on food security and also help bridge the humanitarian development divide. We don't have the same level of analysis in all countries of the world. It will therefore also very much promote South-South cooperation, acknowledging that while some regions are very well advanced in terms of food security analysis, this is not the same across the globe. And therefore, we are going to really work towards strengthening that.
What do you hope will come from the event?
Well, I think it's important to realize that the World Humanitarian Summit is not an end in itself. It was preceded by extensive consultation. There were numerous regional consultations that were carried out in the world, actually over the last 2-3 years. Over 30,000 people were consulted, and that have really generated a regional specific analysis that were gathered into a global consultation that took place last year in October, and that is now leading to really tabling a number of proposed commitments that will be discussed next week in Istanbul. And then leaders are going to indeed share their analysis and make a number of commitments. The most important part will come after, actually, when it will be to implement, to turn these commitments into concrete action on the ground. I think we have all the elements to have really very clear commitments that will, for example, in an organization like FAO, influence not only the way we do our programming at global level for the next medium-term plan, but also influence the way we support our country-level operations. This will be very important, and this is where we are going to be judged at the end of the day.
Mr. Bojan, thank you so much.
Thank you.